Tigers just keep winning 20 games above 500. Dan Dickerson's call. Last night, Tort goes yard. Bullpen shuts the door. Canely puts out a fire and Vest brought the heat in the ninth. That 1-2 punch at the back end of the bullpen. I said they're getting to the point where they deserve a nickname. The Tigers have the fewest blown leads in all of baseball. They're a big reason why. Both of them have an ERA under 2. And John, these nicknames, again, people are trying.
Yeah.
That's the nicest thing I can say. They're trying. I don't think we've found the right answer yet. Ticket Texter says lock and load.
Okay.
Bulletproof and Vest. So Vest doesn't get a nickname, but Canely becomes Bulletproof.
I mean, that one's cool.
Yeah. Biscuits and gravy. Are we just picking peanut butter and jelly? Are we just picking two things that go together at this point?
So I don't mind the biscuits and gravy. Obviously, it's one of my favorite food groups. But it would, to me, that more is not two guys that are, you know, in the closer category. It's more, it would be a long reliever, the biscuits, setting up Will Vest or Canely as the gravy.
Bullpen could be Canine, eighth and ninth inning. They're dogs. But that's kind of the collective bullpen.
Yeah, Canine. I mean, we've already used Canine
for Kenneth Walker.
Yeah.
Set it, forget it. Bullpen name, Robin Akar. Again, we're still looking for the right one. Let's get to Jim in Romeo. Jim, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Love the show. I think I've got the perfect nickname for those two. K2 and Everest. K2 for Canely, Everest for Vest. They're the two tallest mountain peaks in the whole world.
What's the significance with mountains in a bullpen? Am I missing something?
Well, the bullpen is there's nobody that can climb them. I guess that's the metaphor, right?
Yeah.
Nobody can get over them. It's tough to get over them.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're working.
I see where your head's at. Yeah.
Climb at your own risk. Yeah.
It just doesn't seem to.
It's not going to stick.
Roll off the tongue.
No. This one just came in. Back end buddies.
Oh boy.
Be very careful.
Yeah. Please no. Please no.
Arm and Hammer.
There's been like three Starsky and Hutches. Why?
Starsky and Hutch.
95 years old.
What about them reminds you of
Starsky and Hutch?
I don't know.
I mean,
we had an AC/DC I didn't print out.
And
I
Thunderstruck.
Quite put that together.
Well, the Currents, I guess. I don't know. And I know the band reference, but we got calls coming in on that. We'll take those phone calls. We also wanted to get into like a baseball conversation here, too, because ESPN put out a move for every team to make by the deadline. Must do by the deadline. And for the Tigers, best team in baseball, this is what they had to say. What do they need to do? The Tigers are a near clinch to return to the postseason. They're way past wondering if the breakout is real. They're better than a 50-50 proposition to land the American League's top seed. Still, it's not too early for Detroit to be thinking about an October bullpen that could use a big strikeout arm or two for high leverage mix. Detroit's bullpen has been very good, but ranks in the bottom five in strikeout, swing and miss, and chase rates. Every team wants that for their bullpen, so the sooner the Tigers jump in the trade mix, the better. Ideally, they'd hit July 31st with as much of their heavy lifting done.
Yeah. So don't wait till 4 o'clock on the 31st to try and get a deal done.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nothing says you have to wait until then. You can go ahead and add it now. It's not likely that it's going to happen in, you know, prior to maybe 3 weeks before the deadline. That's when things start to trickle in a little bit.
Do you think that's their biggest need?
I do. And I'm not so concerned about the swing and miss. We'd love to see more swing and miss. I'm just fine with ground balls, double plays to get out of an inning. I'm fine with, you know, fly balls, but it would be nice to have a little bit more of that. And I do think it is, you got to get to Canely and you got to get the Vest. How do you get there?
And they're not going to throw every game in the playoffs. So occasionally you only have one available. So you got to get the seventh and the eighth.
Right. So that's my point, is whether you're getting to Canely to finish a game or you're getting to Vest, let's talk Scooble. If he goes seven innings and it's a one run ball game, who are you going to bring in for the end of the seventh and the eighth? Somebody that can pitch an inning and a third. or even if somebody has to come in for Sawyer Gibson Long, he goes five, gives you five really good innings. How are you going to get through six, seven, and eight to get to Canely or Vest? That's where I think they need to add to the bullpen.
You have said bullpen. Tom, you have gone starting pitching when we've had this conversation before. Do you feel that's the biggest need for this team?
It lowers with Flaherty as long as he maintains some consistency here.
Okay. And, you know, I'm going to say bat, but are we represented in three camps here?
Well, you can do more than one.
Right. I think they should add a bullpen piece and a bat.
At this point, I think it's third base.
Okay.
I think it's glaring.
So I know we keep putting a player at third base. I don't really care if it's third base. It just needs to be a right-handed bat. That was one of the concerns I had last night, and I'm glad that they were able to get a win. But when you have a left-handed pitcher and maybe Kerry Carpenter's not in there, or you're starting to, Cole Keith is not in there, Riley Green's going to be in there because he does fine against lefties, but you have so many left-handed bats. I just need a right-handed bat, and we could figure out where we're going to put him.
Well, ideally, he plays in the infield on the left side, because, I mean, shortstop is an issue, too. I mean, Javi's come back down to earth. Sweeney's not hitting at all.
Right.
McKinstry's done okay. I know he can play short, he can play third, but you want a little more oomph there. The answer to me is a bat on the left side of the infield. And yes,
ideally,
a right-handed bat.
Yes. Ideally.
Yeah, and I mean, the big fish will be Bregman potentially, but Ooh. Suarez is, I think, very attractive for them.
Suarez, Bichette, we've brought up a couple of these guys. And there's probably guys we're not even thinking of yet. There's still 6 weeks until the deadline.
Yeah, I mean, there are still teams that are trying to make the decision. Are we in it and trying to get a wild card, or are we throwing in the towel and we need to try and find a way to make ourselves better for next year?
I just think Suarez fits the profile. He's expiring. You give up very little. He has right-handed power. You don't have to bring him back, but you could. On a one-year deal. You know, I think he fits their timeline to a T.
Ticket text. 248-539-9797. Same with the phones. Let's get to Dave in Clinton Township.
Hey, I hope this one doesn't get you emails and stuff, but how about Smith and Wesson?
I'm all right with that. I mean, I don't know that it necessarily. I mean, you got the big guns.
Yeah.
I mean, it kind of steals my joke with the kids, right? I mean, Mr. Smith and Mr. Wesson.
I love that. All right. Hey, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Dave.
Dad, can you lift that? Yeah, sure. Haven't you seen Mr. Smith and Mr. Wesson lately?
Ticket textures. Fast and the Furious. We live one inning at a time. Seal Team 6, they seal the deal after the sixth inning.
Ooh, I like that.
We need a few more relievers to be Seal Team 6.
I mean, the problem is it's that you don't really want to see them in the sixth. You want to see 8th and 9th.
Right. The janitors, they come in to clean it up and put it away. You guys said it, swing and miss. If they add a third reliever, it could be Control, Alt, and Delete. I don't hate it. I know we can do better.
This is a little computer dorky.
That's the challenge, is finding something that's fun, unique, creative, fits both of them.
Yeah. Keep workshopping it.
Well, we don't even have to do it by today, but just start thinking about it. Text it in randomly at some point in the next month. Maybe it'll stick. 248-539-9797. And yeah, we want to know what you think the biggest need is for this baseball team. Bullpen, bat, starting pitcher, something else. Let us know. I mean, those are kind of the only three things.
Well, it is. And I mean, we're still trying to figure out starting pitching. I don't say we're trying to figure it out. We've got some good options. They just have to be healthy, and they need to be pitching their best, obviously, by the end of the season. And you believe that you have Skubal and Flaherty. Mm-hmm. Now, we're going to get a chance to see Casey Mize tonight.
Yeah.
What type of control does he have? Is he going to be more like we saw at the beginning of the season? He had some control issues the last couple. When is Reese Olson going to be back? And
it shouldn't be that much longer.
I wouldn't think so. So
finger inflammation. It wasn't like a ligament. It wasn't a lower body ailment.
Yeah. And I know some of it is some of the grip with some of the pitches that he's throwing, and that's what created the inflammation. They want to make sure that they get that corrected. So it's not something that continues to reoccur.
Of course.
You certainly don't want it to happen in September.
Right. They're playing the long game, and they've talked about that. Gearing up to play more than 162. I think 180 was AJ's kind of target here.
And, I mean, it's you start to get into and thinking about the four four rotation when you get into the postseason. Who are those four going to be? And if you've got, you know, half of it figured out and you think you may have three or four with Olsen and Mize, it's not the top of the list for me.
Texter, first one on the sheet. Mize will end up in the bullpen after they acquire a starter. He needs less work.
So, okay, if they do acquire a starter, then maybe Mize, I mean, that's the other way that you work this, is Mize becomes that guy that gets you from five to seven or eight.
Two words, JD Martinez. Transparently, I don't know what he's doing this season. I know he's a big name a year ago for a bat.
We talked about him briefly during the preseason.
But I don't know that. I mean, we've spent a lot of time talking infielders. He's at this point just a DH. I know he could play a little outfield. Their outfield is pretty good. JD Martinez is a member of the Mets, who are a really good baseball team. Or no, sorry, he was a Met last year.
He's not on a team. He's a free agent.
So wouldn't cost you any. Well, cost you a couple bucks, but you don't have to give up any prospects. How about slice and dice, change up dices, fastball slices, the Avengers, Moton Muggers, and the Blues Brothers, because they give the batters the blues.
So, I mean, if they went to Blues Brothers and that was their walk-up music, I'd be all for that. A slice and dice, I kind of like that.
I don't hate slice and dice. Nicknames, biggest need. We'll get to Lions conversation as the hour wraps up. It's 97.1.